Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the third day of our lesson, How to Raise an Elephant. Of course, Jenny Webb started this foundation, the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage, actually. And we're finding out that she took in an elephant calf named Moses, or she took him in and then named him Moses. And then she also started to help other animals as well. What was another thing that we learned about this foundation or about Jenny?
Well, she did start this, and this is in Malawi, a country in Africa. And she does take in other large animals like hippos and rhinos that also need to be cared for because they have lost their mothers. Well, we also learned that elephants provide shelter to their babies by protecting them from the harsh African sun. The baby can go underneath the mother elephant and be protected there, but Moses didn't have this, so he needed to have lots of sunscreen and different kinds of creams to protect him, and they even used a blanket.
That's right. Well, they really care for large animals like Moses. We're going to talk a little bit more about how Jenny found Moses here at the beginning of our lesson today. Let's get started.
How to Raise an Elephant. When Jenny took in Moses in February of 2012, she believed he had only a 20% chance of survival. Without the immunities he'd get in his mother's milk, Moses frequently got sick. Thankfully, veterinarians and people from the Elephant Orphanage Project in nearby Zambia helped out a lot. But sadly, in November 2012, he got severe diarrhea and could not get over it, and Moses died. Jenny and her many friends continued to mourn the little elephant who touched their lives in such a special way.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Raising an elephant is hard. Jenny Webb has experienced it. Before we hear more of her story, let's take a look at our key words for the day. Frequently. Frequently is an adverb. Johnny frequently goes to the gym on Saturdays. Severe. Severe is an adjective. A severe storm is heading our way. Stay inside. Mourn. Mourn is a verb. The children mourned the loss of their pet. Tense. Tense is an adjective. Everyone is tense because the boss is angry. Your more information words are immunity. Immunity is a noun. Veterinarian. Veterinarian is a noun. Diarrhea. Diarrhea is a noun. Let's get right to it and begin the article.
Well, there you have it. Moses didn't survive. I thought maybe this would be a happier ending here, but Moses didn't survive. However, Jenny and her friends are doing something great here at this organization. They will continue to help large orphaned animals. Let's go back to the beginning of this section. When Jenny took in Moses in February of 2012, she believed he had only a 20% chance of survival. So we found out, of course, that she found him when he was a week old, and she figured that his mother was probably killed by poachers, and she thought that he only had 20% chance to survive.
That is not a very good chance, so it's pretty amazing just how long he did survive and was able to be cared for by Jenny so wonderfully for such a long time. And we find out why she thought that he had such a small chance of survival. Without the immunities he'd get in his mother's milk, Moses frequently got sick. So he didn't have those immunities, and immunities are something within your body that help to prevent you or fight off diseases. And it's very important for baby animals as well as people to get those immunities from their mother's milk.
It's true, from their own mother's milk. So of course, Jenny and her coworkers are trying the best they can with different kinds of formulas and different food, but it's not quite the same as the immunities that Moses would have had from his own mother's milk. And so he frequently got sick. Let's take a look at that key word, frequently. If something happens frequently, it happens often.
And that's a very simple explanation. It just happens often. So perhaps you frequently need to practice your English. You should practice that every day, at least 10 minutes.
I think that's a great idea. I could also say I frequently drive my scooter to lots of places. I drive it often. Well, this animal, this elephant, Moses, frequently got sick. Thankfully, veterinarians and people from the Elephant Orphanage Project in nearby Zambia helped out a lot.
Well, that is really wonderful. And we find out here that there is another organization very similar to Jenny's foundation that also helps out elephants in the country of Zambia. Now, we saw where they're veterinarians, and those are animal doctors, doctors who help animals when they are sick. Now, Gabe, how do we continue?
Well, first of all, a veterinarian, you could also just call that person a vet, you might say. I'm taking my dog or my cat to the vet's office, V-E-T, okay? So we continue by learning about Moses further, but sadly, in 2012, he got severe diarrhea and could not get over it. And Moses died.
Well, and that was sad. Very sad, and it was in November 2012, so he had lived for quite a few months from February to November, and it was very sad that he could not get over this severe diarrhea.
Well, let's take a look at that word. The word from our word bank is severe. It kind of reminds me of the word we learned yesterday, harsh. If something is severe, it's really extreme. It's not just simple or easy to deal with. How else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times I use this word to describe the weather. Mm-hmm. If the weather is very severe, that means you probably don't want to go outside. If there's a big snowstorm or if it's way too hot, then the weather would be considered severe.
That's right. Or if you have a disease and it's really extreme or harsh, you would use the word severe. So Moses had severe diarrhea, which is definitely not a very comfortable thing at all. Sometimes people get diarrhea, sometimes animals get this as well. And so Moses had diarrhea, could not get over it. What does that mean, to get over something?
Well, it means that he didn't get better. If you get over something, then it isn't bothering you anymore. It's no longer a problem. But this remained a problem for him, which probably meant that he didn't have enough water in his body, and that is what caused him to die.
All right, so Moses couldn't get over this. Jenny and her many friends continue to mourn the little elephant who touched their lives in such a special way. All right, we see here they're not just her co-workers, not just the people that she works with. They are her friends. They were Moses' friends as well, and Moses touched their lives in a special way.
Yes, he did, and they continue to mourn the little elephant. So we want to look at that word from our word bank. The word is mourn. Now, if you mourn something, that means that you are very sad about it. You express that you are sad about it. And it's something that you are sad because it is gone.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So you might be in mourning for something. That's kind of a phrase we use. I'm in mourning. Or maybe Jenny said, I'm in mourning for Moses. In M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. And so, of course, her and her friends have been mourning Moses, and maybe they still do sometimes. I know it takes a long time to get over something like this. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们来看 immunity 这个名词。Immunity 是指免疫力。 例如 stress and lack of sleep can lower your immunity to disease. 压力跟睡眠不足会降低你对疾病的免疫力。Immunity 也指豁免或免除。例如 the witness will get immunity from prosecution if he's willing to testify. 这位证人如果愿意作证就可以免除刑责。接下来我们来看的是 veterinarian 这个名词。据它的中译是在 NA 这个音节念成 veterinarian。Veterinarian 是指兽医，也可以简称为 vet, V-E-T. 例如 ,several vets were sent to the affected poultry farm. 好几位兽医被派去这个受到感染的家禽养殖场。它那很容易混淆的另外一个字是 veteran, V-E-T-R-A-N, 意思是指退伍军人。例如 ,Hank is a veteran of the Persian Gulf War. Hank 是波斯湾战争的退役军人。
Today we are on the third day of our article, How to Raise an Elephant. And today we found out some very sad news about Moses and his story. We learned that he frequently got sick because of severe diarrhea and he just wasn't able to get over it. So Jenny and her friends still mourn this little elephant that touched their lives. But...We don't need to be sad about Moses because it has led to the formation of a wonderful foundation that will continue to help other animals. Let's read some more about that now.
How to raise an elephant. Elephants are very sensitive and pick up on your emotions. If you are sad, they comfort you. If you are stressed, they are tense.If you are ill, they are loving, Jenny said. At the moment, the Jumbo Foundation has no elephants to care for. But as elephant poaching remains a serious problem, Jenny will no doubt take in more orphans in the future. What Jenny learned from caring for Moses will help her when the next orphan comes along.
Well, you know, life is all about learning. We're constantly learning from our experiences, sometimes from our mistakes, as well as our successes. Let's go back to the beginning of this section here. Elephants are very sensitive and pick up on your emotions. If you are sad, they comfort you. If you are stressed, they are tense. If you are ill, they are loving, Jenny said. Okay, so Jenny and her friends who have been mourning Moses...She is describing elephants now. She's describing Moses for us.
Yes, she is. And it seems like elephants are very caring animals. When you think about an elephant, you think about this huge animal that might be a little bit scary to be around because it is so large. But actually, elephants are very gentle and loving, as Jenny has said. They are very sensitive and they pick up on your emotions. Now, if they pick up on something, what does that mean, Gabe?
That's a great question. When you pick up on someone's emotions, that means you can sense that there's something going on. You're not sure because they haven't said anything, but you can sense it. You can pick up on someone's emotions.If you're a very sensitive person, then you can also pick up on your friends' emotions around you.
That's right. Well, apparently when elephants are around you, they can tell when you feel sad and they want to comfort you. They want to make you feel better. And if you are stressed, they are tense. Now, if you feel stressed, you might also be tense and they feel tense with you. So let's look at that word from our word bank.If you are tense, then you are nervous. You're a little bit upset and not sure what to do.
Exactly. You're a little bit tense. This is exactly the opposite of the word relaxed. Of course, you like to feel relaxed, not nervous. But sometimes you might be working on something or have no free time. You're very busy and you just get very tense. If this happens, maybe you need a massage. Maybe you have tense shoulders.And someone might say, oh, your shoulders are very tense. You should relax more.
Yes, so don't worry. Relax, don't be tense. But this little elephant would know if you were, and he would be tense with you. Now, Jenny said also that if you are ill, so if you are sick, something is wrong, they are very loving and they care about you. And that brings us to a topic that Steve and Ken would like to share with us in the information cloud on sympathy versus empathy.
Elephants might be emotionally sensitive animals, but are they capable of sympathy? How about empathy?
Sympathy and empathy. Most English speakers would be hard-pressed to make the distinction between these two words. Both share the same Greek root pathos, meaning emotion. But there is an important difference in their emotional meaning.
Right. To help explain things, let's pretend your best friend loses her job. A sympathetic response would be acknowledging your friend's emotional suffering by comforting her with kind words and deeds.
The empathetic response, however, would be stepping into your friend's shoes, so to speak, and imagining what it would be like to lose your job, even for just a brief moment.
Sympathy says, "I'm sorry for you. What can I do to help you through this difficult time?"
Empathy says, "I'm sorry with you. I totally understand what you're going through."
Sympathy says, "You poor dear, I see that you're hurting."
While empathy says, "I feel what you feel. I'm in this with you."
So then, with this in mind, we can conclude that elephants are capable of sympathy and empathy with humans. They can comfort us and feel what we feel. That's amazing.
Sympathy 跟 empathy 这两个字我们可以来做一个区分，两个字都有同一个希腊文的字根 pathos 表示感情，但是 sympathy 是同情心， empathy 是同理心。 Sympathy 是对人事物带有悲天悯人的情感，愿意尽自己所能去帮助别人。 Empathy 则是针对一个人，就像英文有一句片语所说的Put yourself in his shoes, 把你放在他的鞋子里，意思呢就是设身处地的站在对方的立场，体会他的感受。所以 sympathy 是去帮助他人， empathy 则是去了解接纳他，他的感受已经成为你的感受。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. So, of course, we know that elephants sympathize and empathize with people. Well, we continue learning about this. At the moment, the Jumbo Foundation has no elephants to care for. Okay, so aside from Moses, I don't know if they had other elephants. They have lots of other large animals, but right now they have no elephants to care for. Let's learn something about this sentence with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Friends, thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this sentence in today's article. At the moment, the Jumbo Foundation has no elephants to care for. That's a grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the phrase, at the moment. It's just a nice way to say right now. In other words, right now, the Jumbo Foundation has no elephants to care for.Use this phrase at the moment when you want to describe a situation happening now. For example, at the moment, the restaurant is full and we will have to wait an hour. Or, the manager is not here at the moment but will return to the office this afternoon. If you have a copy of this month's magazine with you, be sure to check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences.That's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. At the moment, we are going to continue learning about this organization. And right now, they don't have any elephants to care for. But as elephant poaching remains a serious problem, Jenny will no doubt take in more orphans in the future.So it is very possible that they will have many more elephants in the future, but for right now they don't have any, and maybe that is okay since taking care of a baby elephant is very, very time-consuming.
That's right, it is a lot of work, but there is still a problem. Poaching still remains a problem. If it remains a problem, that means the problem is still there. Okay, and poaching is a problem in many countries. There are tons of poachers out there illegally hunting and killing and capturing animals. So, we see a sentence here. Jenny says that she will no doubt take in more orphans in the future. Let's take a look at that phrase, no doubt. Okay? No doubt. That means there is no doubt about this. There's no question about this. It will happen.
Yes. So it will definitely or certainly occur in the future. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt because it is still a problem. And Jenny has started this organization for baby elephants. It is even called the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage. So I'm sure she is very eager and excited to be able to take care of more elephants in need.
I think so too. She will do this without a doubt. So of course, I hope that they can help many other animals as well. Now we continue here. What Jenny learned from caring for Moses will help her when the next orphan comes along. Of course, we always can learn from our experiences in the past, and she's going to be able to help out even better when the next large animal orphan comes along.
And that is a very wonderful thing, especially since Moses was the first elephant she had ever tried to care for. I'm sure that she and the people that she works with, her friends, everyone that she has hired to help with the organization, have all learned a lot from caring for this baby elephant, Moses.
It's true. Well, friends, I've enjoyed learning about Jenny Webb and her organization, about how she cared for Moses and cares for other large animals. And of course, if you are curious about elephants and you haven't yet, you can open up your magazine and read those elephant facts on page 37. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 接下来我们来看这段课文中间的这句话。Elephants are very sensitive and pick up on your emotions 里面的 pick up on something 这个成语 pick up on 是指了解或者是注意到例如 Chloe is a very reserved person only close friends can pick up on her feelings Chloe 是一个很保守的人只有很亲近的朋友才会了解她的感受或者是 Alex and Quincy are great partners on stage they pick up on each other's jokesAlex 跟 Quincy 是舞台上的好搭档，他们很会接彼此的梗。所以我们来看的是 tense 这个形容词。Tense 是指神经紧绷的或者是紧张的。例如 ,the tense atmosphere in the meeting made everyone very nervous. 会紧绷的气氛让每个人都很紧张。它的名词是 tension, T-E-N-S-I-O-N, 意思是指紧张的情绪或者是局势的紧绷。例如 ,the tension between the two countries affected their stock markets. 这两国之间紧绷的局势影响了他们的股市。And it's time to go back to our teachers.
Okay, well, we've had a great time learning about the Jumbo Foundation Elephant Orphanage and everything that Jenny and her friends do there. They're protecting and helping to save young, large animals.And of course, some of these animals are there because their parents were poached. A lot of large animals, or a lot of animals, are poached. This is not a good thing. I wonder what other animals out there are being poached. Carolyn, can you think of any other animals?
Well, there are quite a few, and many of them are large animals. Mm-hmm. Actually, the animals that we wanted to take care of are among them, tigers,Cheetahs, lions, and even sea turtles, giant turtles, rhinos. Mm-hmm. There are so many animals that are just being hunted when their numbers are already so few.
It's true. Actually, about rhinos, I found out that last year, in 2012, 668 rhinos were hunted and killed. And actually, already this year, it's almost at a rate of 2 per day.So this is still a serious problem. It remains a problem even today. What can we do to help? Well, there are many organizations that you can go and find out how you can help. Maybe you can even send in money or funds. There are different ways to help. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you then!